I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, June 5th. There's a plan in place to hold in-person high school graduation ceremonies in Quincy. The school committee has approved holding those ceremonies at Veterans Memorial Stadium on July 24th and 25th. North Quincy High's ceremony is July 24th at 6 p.m., and Quincy High will have two ceremonies on July 25th at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., with students split alphabetically. There will be two guests per graduate allowed, and students and spectators will all be spaced 6 feet apart, and everyone must wear a mask. Quincy restaurants can now apply for a special permit for outdoor dining. The city is making that permit available on its website and promises a quick approval where possible. Mayor Thomas Koch says restaurants may be allowed to use a portion of their parking lot, sidewalk, or even a lane in the streets as long as ADA requirements are met. The move comes as Governor Baker is expected to announce Phase 2 reopening of businesses in Massachusetts during the pandemic. Tables must be 6 feet apart, and restaurants must agree to abide by health and safety guidelines. There are now 1,219 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. There have been 121 deaths, and 965 people have recovered. There are now over 102,000 cases of the virus in the state. Mayor Thomas Koch says the numbers in Quincy are trending in the right direction. Saturday's Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day in Quincy will take on a new look due to the coronavirus pandemic. The event will be held from 8 a.m. to noon at the DPW on C Street, but waste will only be accepted from the back of pickup trucks, SUVs, or trunks. Residents must stay in their vehicles and wear a mask, and any containers will not be returned. The event is open to Quincy residents only, and proof of residency, such as a Massachusetts driver's license, will be required. Father Bill's and Mainspring homeless shelters of Quincy and Brockton has been forced to cancel their annual food fest and auction set for this July due to the pandemic. It's the first time the event's been canceled in its 25-year history. In its place, Director John Yaswinski says they're launching the Campaign for Hope with a goal of raising $500,000 by the end of July. Yaswinski says the shelters are spending an extra $125,000 a month to keep those facilities open and safe during the pandemic. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has donated over 20 tons of food to Interfaith Social Services of Quincy and the Weymouth Food Pantry. Volunteers recently unloaded that food from a tractor-trailer truck at a Rockland warehouse. The donations will provide 42,000 meals. A reminder to please participate in the Quincy COVID Memories Project, Thomas Crane Library, Quincy 400, the city, and Quincy Access Television are all teaming up to collect videos, photos, stories, art, or any other reflections of people's lives during the pandemic. Upload your submissions at quincyculturalmemory.com or mail them to the Thomas Crane Library, attention local history, 40 Washington Street, Quincy, 02169. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, June 5th.